Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the King Citric restaurant in Howth is famed for its seafood. It's been serving oysters for about 50 years. And last weekend, one of those oysters was found to have a pearl in it. The chances of this happening are about 1 in 5 million. We're joined by Dec McManus from the King Citric. Afternoon, Dec.
Hey, how are you?
Thanks for having us. Was this in the King Citric this happened or someplace else?
No, so we have a mobile oyster bar as well that we kind of tour around to the bigger festivals, and we were at the Taste of Dublin last weekend.
Ah.
And that's where the oyster came back to us with a pearl in it.
Right. Okay. And so was it noticed when you were shucking it, or
So there's two of us on the stand when we're shucking, and a mate of mine, Ryan O'Leary, shucked an oyster for a fella, and he came back a few minutes later and he said, "I found something in it." We thought it might have been a shell or a bit of whatever, and came back to us with a perfect little pearl.
Right. Okay. And it is tiny, though. It's not even like, it doesn't look like it's big enough to put on anything.
Probably not. Size doesn't matter, though. It still is a pearl.
Yes, no, that's absolutely true. And so, but the fella didn't keep it. He gave it back to ye.
No, he kept it, because since we started on the oyster bar, you know, we've had to, you know, 10 or 12 years ago, it was a hard sale to sell oysters. So we had to come up with a few crafty ways, and one of them was, you know, people always ask us about oysters and what happens if I find a pearl. And we always said, oh, if you find a pearl, you can keep it.
Okay, fair enough.
Even knowing that we wouldn't find a pearl, but hey, one day we did.
And was 10 years ago, it was a hard sell to sell people oysters. I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's still kind of new even in Ireland. Like, so we had to resort to some crafty sales techniques, mainly based on their aphrodisiac properties.
Right. Okay. And did you ever get any complaints afterwards?
No, only compliments.
Okay. All right. Yes. Had a great night last night. Can I have half a dozen?
Exactly.
Now, I know there, obviously you can find pearls in oysters, just not in this part of the world. So the oysters that you use, I assume they're farmed in Ireland.
They're farmed. Yeah. They're farmed by Kelly Oysters in Galway Bay. And they'd be extremely rare in that kind of oyster. It's different for him. We got onto him straight away and he couldn't believe it. He was like, "No way, very rare." But for him, farmers of oysters are different because they never get to see their product. They never get to see what's inside, really, you know?
Yes, of course not.
So he's heard some reports, but never really confirmed, you know?
Yeah, and what does an oyster farm look like? Do they kind of, is it a bit like how they breed lobsters and that kind of thing?
No, it's very low. There's no real intervention of it. So he just moves these around a big foreshore beach, and they just live there in the middle of the tide, and the tide comes in and out, and they just take what they need from freshwater influence and from the sea to make a lovely eating oyster. And we have the perfect climate in Ireland for that, with big tides, loads of fresh water, loads of clean water. And cold water as well.
Yeah, and so you don't really need to. You don't really need to do much.
No. Okay. And when they're alive, and this is what led us on to the oyster bar, like to take it around the place, and we wanted to go to festivals, but we were said, like, how can we do that, you know, really sustainably and responsibly? And that was led us to oysters, because they've no packaging, and they've no waste. Anything we don't use for that weekend goes back out to the oyster farm and we'll use it again, or we'll use it in the restaurant.
Yeah, they kind of come with their own packaging.
Exactly.
Nature's packaging. And when you serve them, is there like from the oyster bar, can people choose what they want to put on it?
Yeah, so for their first time, we always put red wine vinegar with shallots and parsley. And that kind of balances a kind of a salt and vinegar taste, and the shallots just give it a bit of a texture change. So it's not that scary for your first one. Everyone loves that.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds delicious. Keep up the good work, Dec. Thanks so much for talking with us today. That was Dec McManus there from the King Citric restaurant in Howth.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.